Let's suppose that you were able to dream any dream you wanted to dream. You would fulfill all your wishes. You would have every kind of pleasure. You would say, wow, that was pretty great. But now let's have a surprise. Let's have a dream which isn't under control. Then you would get more and more adventurous, and you would make further and further out gambles as to what you would dream. And finally, you would dream where you are now.
We'll be right back. We'll be right back. freedom for you to be your own man and take on the world, and you did. But somewhere along the line, you changed. You stopped being you. You let people stick a finger in your face and tell you you're no good. And when things got hard, you started looking for something to blame. Like a big shadow. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done. Now, if you know what you're worth, then go out and get what you're worth. But you gotta be willing to take the hits and not pointing fingers saying you ain't where you want to be because of him or her or anybody. Cowards do that and that ain't you. You're better than that.
can't control how I feel when provoked, but I certainly can control what my reaction is going to be. Harboring your resentment is allowing someone who you don't like to live inside your head without paying any rent. And I'm not that kind of a guy.
Thank you. choice.
But if you don't have a choice, there's no reason to feel guilty about it.
But if you feel sorry for a person, how can you be angry at him? You know, I feel pity for him. Pity and anger doesn't go together.